Hi, somebody asked me about the button joints on the dolls that I made a while ago, so I'm gonna try my best to explain how I did it in this video. So basically, I haven't done this in a while, but what I think I did is, it's very easy. You just take a button, and if you know how to sew a button onto something, you're halfway there. You take your limb, a leg or an arm, and just attach the button the normal way that you would attach a button to one of the ends. Like just once or twice. Make sure the needle goes through the entire limb, not just like one side of it, the entire thing. And once the button is like kind of attached, you take your needle and you choose where you want the limb to be attached, and just take a small part of the fabric and just push the needle through, and then again go through the leg, through the hole of the button and back, and then you just continue sewing the button as you would normally, but you also you just go through the leg again and again through the body back into the leg. And just loop it however many times you want. I think I did like at least 7. I don't know. Just till you think it's securely attached. And you should be able to move the limb. If you want extra like wobbly legs, you can take the thread and wrap it around like the place, like this. Just wrap it around, and that should like give it more of a lanky feel. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I hope it kind of helped. I haven't done this in a while, so I don't really remember the way I did it, but I'm pretty sure that's what I would do now. So hope that helped. If it didn't, I'm sorry. I can try to make another video later. Okay, I drew like the shittiest little image of my process. This is the knot of the thread. You push the needle through the leg, sew the button on a few times, just through the leg, and then you go again, but you also just push it through the part of your body you want to attach it to, and go, and again, and again, and again. You cross between, depends on how many holes your button has, but it's basically the same. It's just, you know, changes on, you know, you can switch between the holes of the button, but you basically just do the same thing over and over again until the button and the leg is attached to the body. So yeah, hope this helped.